Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today, part two of Reasons for Being Filled with the Holy Spirit of God.
When my life work is ended and I cross the swelling tide, when the bright and glorious morning I shall see, I shall know my Redeemer when I reach the other side, and His smile will be the first to welcome me. I shall know Him, I shall know Him, and redeemed by His side I shall stand. I shall know Him, I shall know Him, by the print of the nails in His hand. Oh, the soul-thrilling rapture when I view His blessed face, and the luster of His kindly beaming eye. How my full heart will praise Him for the mercy, love, and grace that prepare for me a mansion in the sky. Oh, the dear ones in glory, how they beckon me to come, and our parting at the river I recall. To the sweet vales of Eden they will sing my welcome home, but I long to meet my Savior first of all. I shall know Him, I shall know Him, and redeemed by His side I shall stand. I shall know Him, I shall know Him, by the print of the nails in His hand. Through the gates to the city in a robe of spotless white, He will lead me where no tears will ever fall. In the glad song of ages I shall mingle with delight, but I long to meet my Savior first of all. I shall know Him, I shall know Him, and redeemed by His side I shall stand. I shall know Him, I shall know Him. By the print of the nails in His hand.
There is a great problem for the Christian in not being filled with the Spirit of God. The Lord tells us that we are to be filled. It's a command. And today on our devotional, what results from our disobedience to this command? Is there a loss in the life of the Christian for not being filled, not following the Lord's instructions? In the book of Ephesians 5:18, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Now, of course, you know that when one is drunk with wine, that wine controls him and he does what he does because of the of having been filled or influenced so severely by the wine. Now, what we are to do is to be yielded unto the Holy Spirit of God. He is spirit. He is meek. He is powerful. And we are instructed to be filled with him. Four places in the New Testament, word here in chapter 3 of Ephesians, verse 19, that we are to be filled with all fullness of God. In Colossians 1:9, be filled with the knowledge of his will. And then in the last instance, where in 2 Timothy 1:4, be filled with joy. So if we are to be filled with joy, with all knowledge, with the Spirit, what then will be the behavior of that Christian? Of course, being filled, meaning there is no room for anything else. He is there. If we fail to follow those instructions, I want to ask some other questions before we give our conclusion. Is the Lord honored when we should say, well, I don't want to be Christ-like? You know, of course not. He's not honored when we choose not to be like him. He died for our sins. Secondly, is the world pleased with us for not being filled with the Spirit when we try to maintain some measure of Christian semblance or some measure of Christianity? Is the world pleased with that? Well, the world hates the hypocrite. Thirdly, is the Christian blessed and made happy for going partially in the way of the Lord? Are you happier because you're not all that the Lord wants you to be? Of course not. You feel guilty for failing to do what the Lord has told you to do. We feel guilty when we don't do the things, or we do things that he's told us not to do. So we're miserable. And many people have enough of the Lord to where they are miserable. They don't want to go all the way in the Lord's camp and don't want to be in the camp of the world. And so they're miserable. They want to be a light that is not really a light, just a light that is controlled and can blend in with the darkness. That doesn't work. Fourthly, is Satan's advancement slowed when we are not filled with the Spirit of Christ? Well, we don't do any damage to him. In fact, we help Satan's cause when we disobey the Lord on this point. And fifthly, is the cause of Christ helped or hindered? And of course, the answer to that, his cause is hindered greatly when we compromise our standards and we don't come out fully for him, when we're not fully yielded to the Lord. He is grieved and we're made miserable. So there is a great penalty, a great loss for failing to be filled with the Spirit of the Lord. The Christian doesn't benefit. The world doesn't benefit. Only Satan's cause is advanced. Let's be filled by the grace of God. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.